This is AJ with Arcadian Rhythms. We're here with a developer to talk about one of their games. If you'd like to introduce yourself and just say what you do.
Yep, so I'm Tom, and I am the programmer and designer on a little game called Biome. I say game, it's actually pretty close to a toy. There are no objectives in the game. It's really just about exploring and discovering this little box world and expanding on the scope, just discovering the things that it can be.
Right. That actually completely kills my first question, which was describe your actual game, so that's perfect. How long have you been working on it?
So we've been working maybe 3 months now, full time, and we've got another maybe 5-6 planned. We're aiming for a sort of August release on iPads.
Okay.
We want it to be the sort of touch game that my mum can play, because there's no real objectives or goals, it's just something beautiful. You can stick on some headphones, tap the world, and just explore it. It's just watching like a tundra move over to a forest with just a few clicks, sort of thing that people just seem to get really absorbed by.
Yeah, no, well, we both did basically. We played it earlier and actually really, really liked it.
Awesome.
Stuff like watching things like lava appear out of nowhere and then kind of rain, like completely bury the entire world and things like that. It's really, really cool little design, so that's why we kind of want to do this quick interview basically. So you say you've got more stuff planned. What kind of stuff have you got planned?
Oh, we've got all sorts planned. I was about to say without giving too much away, but screw it, let's give everything away. So, I mean, you probably noticed at the moment the interaction is fairly random. Like, what you click on doesn't seem to have much of, like, it doesn't do what you want it to do. What we really want is the world to be shaped intuitively. So the game is sort of, the visuals and the sound are going to be procedural, but also the interaction. That's something we've never seen in a game before, is where your actions will change depending on what you click. Totally context sensitive. So if you touch a fairly sandy sort of world, then it's going to increase the amount of sand. It's going to dry out and it's going to become a desert. Whereas if you start touching the trees in a forest, it's going to increase the amount of trees, and you might end up with some wildlife that are attracted to those trees coming into the world. And we want all this to happen really, really quickly, and we're going to play around with the in-game time as well. So if you touch a tree, the world will advance by like a year, and you'll watch those trees grow, and the animals sort of migrate and move around. All this stuff's going to happen just over a few seconds.
That sounds pretty damn awesome, to be quite honest. That's really cool. Moving slightly off of Biome, which is awesome, what other games have you like noticed and been? Because I saw you near the Hohokam booth, I think.
Oh my god, yeah. I've actually still not had the chance to play it. I was just about to shoot off to get a go with it. I love beautiful looking games. Yeah. It's like a passion of mine. I actually run a little blog called Video Game Art Styles where I just collect really hot looking games. I've already got Cloud built in there. It's a really nice looking one.
Not that great to play, unfortunately.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I tried it out earlier. Wasn't impressed.
No,
but it looks really nice.
It does. Yeah. And I mean, you were attracted to the visuals, so that's
sure.
Something. But yeah, Hohokam is one. I actually got 5 minutes on Titanfall,
yeah.
Just this morning, and that was actually awesome. Like, I've not really gone into first-person shooters so much since like Call of Duty 4, and they get it right. Like, I understood the map really, really quickly. I understood how to play the game. It felt good, and I've not been able to say that in a while, so I really enjoyed that. And of course, all the games in the Left Field collection have been awesome. Absolutely nothing that I dislike. I love sort of different sort of games.
Did you try out Three Body Problem?
Oh, dude, that
game.
Great. It's so simple as well. I remember playing games just like that, as like, you know, on the web, but only with one thing to chase you. And it looks really nice as well. It's pretty stylish. Yeah, it's a great game.
What was your score on it?
I got 20. It's been a while on that one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but the high score is like 40. It's like, no.
Oh, has it gone up to 40 now?
Yeah.
Damn it. I got 25.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I spent quite a bit of time on it as well. Anyway, thanks a lot.
It was.
I really appreciate this interview, and I hope everything goes to plan.
Thanks so much. Right,
take
a good time.